Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Got your back.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More calls for Attorney General Pam Bondi to release all she has on Jeffrey Epstein. President Trump, after promising full transparency in the case, now says he doesn't understand what the fascination is. The Senate voting today on a bill to rescind billions of dollars that's already been allocated for public health and for public broadcasting. Vice President J.D. Vance broke a 50-50 tie in the Senate on a procedural vote Tuesday. Fear of another possible flooding event, this time along the Gulf Coast, says ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z.
That low pressure system crossing the peninsula of Florida, it has a chance at becoming our next named storm, which would be Dexter. But whether it becomes something or not, it will bring a lot of rain. Looks like New Orleans already in a flood watch from Thursday to Saturday. Louisiana is going to be that target for the heavy rain.
A longtime music supervisor for American Idol and her husband were found shot to death in their Encino, California home on Tuesday. Police have a suspect in custody, a burglar. This is ABC News. The Gaza Humanitarian Fund says another 20 Palestinians were killed near a food distribution site this morning, most of them in a stampede. The week-long eBay auction to buy the infamous Fyre Festival brand has now ended.
The winning eBay bid for this fire sale shows an anonymous buyer paid $245,000 to take over the Fyre Festival brand name, registered trademarks, IP, and social media accounts, along with marketing assets and other rights. The former owner, Billy McFarland, has been mired in failed festivals, billed as luxury events that fizzled or didn't deliver. In a recent interview, McFarland says he still owes $26 million to the initial Fyre Festival investors. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
According to the Mounties, it was a Canadian hijacking. The pilot of a small aircraft has been arrested for allegedly stealing a Cessna from a flying club about 60 miles from Vancouver. Police say he flew it to Vancouver and landed where he was detained. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you are buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's even your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. Get your free insurance review today by giving us a call at 608-647-9050 to speak to an agent.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. I like to hunt and fish, though I don't do it as much as I'd like to. You see, I'm somewhat of a workaholic. Hi, my name is Tim. I'm a workaholic. We moved to Richland Center to the Free Methodist Church after having been retired for about a year and a half. Retirement for a workaholic is unbearable. I was overcome by the thought that I wasn't doing what God had designed me to do. I'm beginning to learn, however, that we need to schedule in some of those times away to spend in the presence of God. 1 hour in church is simply not enough. I actually find that hunting and fishing are some of those great times to visit with the Father, unencumbered by the trappings of my work schedule. Maybe you have other ways to get away with the Father, as Jesus did, but everyone needs to build in those minutes and hours and maybe even days to spend alone with God, rejuvenating our love relationship with Him. A quick, hey God, what's up, simply isn't enough. So go tell your boss that Pastor Tim said it's okay to leave work for the day and go fishing. Better yet, tell your boss that I said you should all close up shop and go fishing together, sing some worship songs, and talk with Jesus. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Oh, and let me know how that works.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch, stop into Christie's. Kaylee, Andrea, Jan, or Sue will be happy to serve you. Our summer hours are Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturday, 8 to 2. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Summer's here and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort, savings, and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
Summer means cookouts, vacations, and backyard ball games. But in the middle of all the fun, don't forget to call Meyer Oil and LP for your summer propane fill. Now's the time to take advantage of lower seasonal prices. If you're thinking about switching fuel providers, give Meyer Oil and LP a call. They offer reliable service, flexible delivery, and competitive pricing you can count on. Proudly serving the area at 608-524-3914. Fuel your summer the smart way.
Attention shoppers! Save 20 to 50% on shoes and clothing, including top name brands at Mr. G's in Richland Center. Join the fun with great bargains both outside and in store at Mr. G's Sidewalk Sale in the Richland Square today through Sunday. Mr. G's is open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., Saturday, 9 to 4, and Sunday, 10 to 3. Don't miss out!
Mr. G's!
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. A very active weather day shaping up across the Badger State as the low pressure system slides in from the west. It's already producing widespread showers and thunderstorms from Minnesota down through Iowa, moving into western Wisconsin. This will sweep across our neck of the woods late this morning and this afternoon. Should bring us some heavy rainfall in spots, certainly an inch or two not out of the question, and also the chance of some severe thunderstorms, especially in the eastern part of our area. Some of those could have some high winds. So definitely pay attention to later statements and watch the skies. Be prepared to move to safety if necessary. Behind this, some cool, dry air coming in should feel like a refreshing change of pace for tomorrow and into Friday. We're looking for temperatures actually running about 5 or 7 degrees below normal. Over the weekend, more humid air returns to the region with south winds, and a disturbance coming through early Saturday could bring some showers and thunderstorms. Just a slight chance on Sunday. The fairly active weather will likely continue next week. It's going to heat up as well. Today's forecast, mostly cloudy and muggy, thunderstorms likely by midday, some of those heavy, high temperature 82, south wind around 10, becoming northwest late today. Tonight, the showers ending early, low temperature 58. Tomorrow, cloud cover giving way to more sunshine gradually, cooler and less humid, with a high of 74. As we get into Friday, partly cloudy, low 53, high 77. Chance of rain returning late Friday night. Saturday, off and on showers and thunderstorms likely, more humid with a high of 80. Sunday, variably cloudy, maybe a few showers, high 81. And Monday, partly sunny, warm and sticky, high 84. Chance of thunderstorms at night. Tuesday, a few showers and storms are possible, high 87. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions?
The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It is a cloudy 69 degrees, and that is up from our morning low of 64. Yesterday's high, 90, and no precipitation. As for a record high on this day, it was 97 set in 1931, a record low 43 in 1945. Last year on this day, our high was 84, while our low was 67. Sunset today will be at 8:39, sunrise tomorrow at 5:36. No precipitation yet. The barometer is at 29.92 as it dips slightly. Winds are light out of the southwest. Again, it's 69 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Morning Sports is sponsored today by Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience, located in southwest Wisconsin, and proudly by the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Time now to take a look at midweek sports. I'm Adam Hess. We have a home talent score to pass along from last night in seven innings. Verona downed Muscadet 13-1. In Church League softball action last night, Richland Baptist Temple 2 defeated Grace Community 19-5. Sean Kolsch had an inside-the-park homer, and David Kramer did some amazing base running. Boscobel Assembly of God edged the KCs 9-8, walking the game off with 5 runs scored in the bottom of the 7th inning. Dan Makovic had a home run for the Knights. Church of the Nazarene downed Richland Baptist Temple 1-9-4. Zach Harris had 4 hits in the win, and each Nazarene player had at least 1 hit on the night. And Free Methodist outdueled St. Mary's 16-14. Adam Burns was 4-for-4 with a pair of homers. Joshua Hassel was 3-for-4 with a double. St. Mary's had plenty of power in the bats, too. Benny Green had a grand slam. Father Kuhn hit a home run and knocked in 4 runs. And Stephanie Sherman added an RBI. The Mission had a bye. Church League softball will continue next Tuesday night with more regular season games. The Simon Sharks swim team had a good showing Monday night when they swam at home at the Simons Recreation Complex. Boscobel finished in first place with 384.5 points. The Sharks were second with 370.5. Prairie du Chien was third with 302, and Reedsburg fourth place with 181 points. Veteran leader Grace Fretz and Connor Hyene each swam to 3 individual first place finishes. Fretz in the short free butterfly and distance freestyle, Hyene in the backstroke butterfly and breaststroke. The 8 and under girls and boys and the 9 and 10 girls and boys swept both of the medley and freestyle relays. The 15 through 18 girls also won the medley relay. Swimmers who earned first place finishes include Harper Adler in the backstroke, Leah Chambers in the backstroke, Emmerich Coleman in the butterfly and breaststroke, Morgan Worthington in butterfly, James Waterfall in the butterfly, Caleb Waterfall in the distance freestyle, Levi Fretz in the individual medley, and Clancy Hyene in the individual medley. Rookie Malia Morales made her debut as a Shark. Weather permitting, the Sharks will travel to Prairie du Chien today. It's time right now to turn our attention to Quail Run and the Tuesday Men's Golf League. The top golfer was Rich Bierenkopp with a 37. His highlight was a birdie on hole 8. Neil Mahoney had a birdie on hole 6, and he finished with a 38. Brandon Miller shot a 39. Pat Keegan a 39. Tony Doherty a 39, as well as Dale Mortimer. Pat Keegan had a birdie on hole 1. Dale Mortimer had a birdie on hole 4 and on hole 8.
Other golfers with holes played under par, Trevin Thielman had a birdie on hole one. Steve Svinca, a birdie on hole one as well. Wally Walker, he birdied hole number three. Gage Wirtz had a birdie on hole three. Ken Hansen on seven. Ken Nick Sr. on seven. It was Caden Dilley and Nate Roche, both with birdies on hole eight. Flag prizes, Trevin Thielman, closest third shot on hole one. Gage Wirtz, closest to the pin on hole three. Mel Cook, longest putt on hole five. Steve Svinca, a closest to the pin on hole seven award. And J.J. Klatt, closest second shot on hole nine. Head football coach Luke Fickell needs a good win-loss record to establish his Badger football program, but that might not be easy. ProFootballFocus.com has published its data-driven power rankings of all 131 college football programs. The result? No team has a more difficult schedule than the Wisconsin Badgers. PFF projects Fickell's team to win just five games this season. The Badgers will face four of the website's top 12 teams, and two Big Ten Conference opponents, Ohio State and Oregon, are ranked number one and two. Kyle Schwarber went 3-for-3 in an All-Star Game home run swing off to put the National League ahead 4-3 and a win following a 6-6 tie in which the American League rallied from a six-run deficit. In baseball's equivalent of soccer's penalty kicks shootout, the game was decided by having three batters from each league take three swings each off coaches. The change was agreed to in 2022 to alleviate the concern of teams running out of pitchers. Schwarber was named All-Star MVP after going 0-for-2 with a walk in the game. Seattle catcher Cal Raleigh successfully used the robot umpire to gain a strikeout for pitcher Tarek Skubal in the first inning of last night's All-Star game. He changed an 0-2 pitch to a strike on San Diego's Manny Machado. Four of five challenges of plate umpire Dan Lazanga's calls were successful. That's in the first All-Star game using the ABS system, which could make its regular season debut next season. The Players Association is unsure whether the automated ball strike system is accurate enough. A decision for the 2026 season likely will be considered by the sport's 11-man competition committee. Major League Baseball honored late Hall of Famer Hank Aaron by recreating his record-breaking 715th career home run through the use of projection mapping and custom pyrotechnics. The lights went down at the ballpark, and fans stood holding their cell phone lights following the sixth inning of last night's All-Star game. The scene from April 8, 1974 at Old Atlanta Fulton County Stadium was projected on the infield and also shown on the video board. Aaron's widow, Billy Aaron, was cheered as she stood and waved following the tribute. Major League Baseball faces a potential lockout in December of 2026. Players and management have long clashed over salary cap proposals, a format that union head Tony Clark criticizes as harmful to competition and player salary guarantees. Commissioner Rob Manfred argues the cap could address payroll disparities as Major League Baseball also trials to deal with declining revenue from regional sports networks. Teams like the Dodgers and Mets have pushed payrolls to record levels, highlighting that disparity. Baseball's collective bargaining agreement expires in December 2026, and past negotiations have led to 9 work stoppages in baseball's history. The NBA may finally be one step closer on the long road to expansion. Commissioner Adam Silver said Tuesday that the league has been tasked by team owners to study the issue more formally, which would be the first official move in a long process toward adding more franchises to the league. The decision to take a harder look at expansion wasn't totally unexpected, since the notion of adding clubs has been a talking point for many years. Cities like Las Vegas and Seattle, the long-perceived front-runners should the NBA decide to expand past its current 30-team footprint, will surely continue to push to be the eventual pick. And SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey says the SEC and Big Ten have not agreed on a college football playoff format beyond this season. Sankey noted frequent discussions with Big Ten Commissioner Tony Petitti, but highlighted differing views on playoff allocations. The current 12-team playoff guarantees spots for the five highest-ranked conference champions. Sankey emphasized collaboration, but stated that changes could proceed without unanimous agreement. The CFP contract allows the SEC and Big Ten to propose and impose changes if aligned. That's a look at sports for your Wednesday. I'm Adam Hess.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Republicans are already talking about fixes that may have to be made to their not-so-beautiful bill. This bill was rushed through Congress so quickly, no one voting for it knew all of what was in it. Now that details are coming out, those who voted for it are starting to feel a little queasy, and they should. So start asking yourself, what exactly will my tax cut be? Who may be losing access to Medicare, which is called Badger Care in Wisconsin? Who will be losing access to the Supplemental Nutrition Program, or SNAP? And who will go hungry as a result? The answers may bother you a lot. So don't stop contacting your representatives. Let them know what you see in this bill. And if it doesn't match your values, let them know. Wisconsinites believe in taking care of one another. So should our political representatives. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
Beep, beep. Time for a Town Taxi Triple Play. Commercial free. Ask how you can sponsor our free ride fund today at 647-3114.
And a Wednesday good morning to you halfway through the week. I am Bo Hendricks, and this Town Taxi Triple Play, we're going to hear some songs from Billy Ray on Wednesday. Start off with a big hit by him back in 2006, I Want My Mullet Back.
Oh,
since the day we met. I admit that I've gone insane. I go all to pieces when I hear your name. Light in the head, weak in the knees. Girl, you got me begging, baby, please, please, please. Crazy about you, baby, what can I do? Crazy about you, baby, I'm in love with you. Everything about you make my heart go boom. Crazy about you, baby. Girl, I get the shivers every time we touch. This ain't your average ordinary schoolboy crush. Spend all day dreaming how it's gonna be when the sun goes down and you're next to me. Holding you close feels so right. Kissing and a hugging and a loving all night. Crazy about you, baby. What can I do? Crazy about you, baby. You makes my heart go boom. Crazy about you, baby. Crazy about you, baby. Crazy about you, baby. Crazy about you, baby. Crazy about you, baby, I'm in love with you. Everything about you makes my heart go boom. Crazy about you, baby. Spend all day dreaming how it's gonna be when the sun goes down and you're next to me. Holding you close feels so right. Kissing and a hugging and a loving all night. Crazy about you, baby, what can I do? Crazy about you, baby, I'm in love with you. Everything about you make my heart go boom. Crazy about you, baby. Yeah, I'm crazy about you, baby. I'm crazy about you, baby.
just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he might blow up and kill his man. Don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he might blow up and kill this man.
Three back-to-back-to-back songs about Billy Ray on Wednesday. That's part of your Town Taxi triple play today.
Hey, it's Tony with Town Taxi. Mr. Beep Beep? Yep, that's me. You need a ride? We've got you covered. As Richland Center's only locally owned and operated taxi service, we go the extra mile for a smile. Literally. Whether it's a quick in-town trip, a ride to Ithaca, Boaz, or Gotham, or even a trip to the airport, we're here for you. And thanks to our free ride fund sponsored by the Salvation Army, we offer free local healthcare transportation to those in need. Doctor's visits, pharmacy runs, we'll get you there. At Town Taxi, we treat you like people, not packages. Call 608-647-3114 today, because getting stuck in transit is no fun.
Well, it used to be mine, not so very long ago. I was crazy to ever let him get away. But girl, you should know better than to go bragging in my face. So forgive me for what I'm about to say. Big deal, so what? Who cares? We just got lucky, that's all.
Big deal. Leanne Rimes on WRCO. Good morning. Bo Henriksen for Philney on this Wednesday as we reach the halfway point of the week. may be a bit of a wet halfway point, as the forecast today, not super nice. Calling for mostly cloudy skies, muggy, thunderstorms likely by midday, and some could be strong. So be prepared for that. Maybe have your umbrella handy, and we'll get through it. After that, though, looks like we'll be seeing some sunshine Thursday, cooler temperatures, and Friday, a nice day, but a chance for some late night showers. Right now, though, we're at 70 degrees as we hear from Dylan Schneider, Better Than You Left Me.
Three sheets to the wind, so hung up on where you been. Look for you when I walked in every bar on Broadway. You had me drowning in Jack, feeling like that empty glass sheet. I finally hit that bottom of the heartbreak. It took a little time, but then I saw the light. Yeah, you might have heard that I'm text. What the hell goes through your head? If I know you by now, I bet you're getting lonely. But I'm with someone new, and she ain't gonna leave like you. And sorry if it hurts to know how I'm doing. Better than you left me, better than you met me. In between these weekends and my friends, I found the best me. She walked in on a Friday night, put the good in your goodbye. Me. She walked in on Friday night, put the good in your goodbye, paid me up like angels do, and thanks to you she gets me.
That was Morgan Miles with Vertigo. Coming up in just a moment, we're going to be testing out your DQI, or excuse me, we'll be testing out your Walsh's Ace trivia. That's right. Coming up, you'll have a chance of winning a certificate to Walsh's Ace, but you're going to have to know the answer.
If you're looking to buy a home, Community First Bank is making it easier with $545 off the cost of an appraisal through August 31st. Offer applies to closed-end, first mortgage, home purchases only on a primary residence or second home. Credit is applied at closing. Not valid on refis, investment properties, lot land, construction, or home equity loans. See them for details. Apply today.
Community First Bank is first for you. cfbank.com/homeloans. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Time for today's trivia question of the day, sponsored by Walsh's Ace of Richland Center and Muscadet, and Ace of Lacrosse. Ace, the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Cool down and power up with the July red hot buys at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Lacrosse. Get the perfect air, high velocity fan to beat the summer heat, and the 50-foot pocket hose Silver Bullet 2.0 for your garden. Plus save on grills. Get free assembly and delivery with purchase over $399 and stack up on name brand tools and insect control. From indoors to outdoors, Walsh's Ace has it all. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Today, we are going to be talking food as our trivia question having to deal with the topic. You know, today actually happens to be National Personal Chef Day. It's also Corn Fritters Day and National Hot Dog Day, the third Wednesday in July. Today's question dealing with hot dogs. What actor, American film and stage actor, is quoted with saying, "A hot dog at the ballpark is better than steak at the Ritz"? Who said it? A hot dog at the ballpark is better than steak at the Ritz. Be the correct caller right now at 647-4155, and you can win a certificate to Walsh's Ace.
Cars, then out of
like. This is what a love song feels like.
Again, Runaway June here on WRCO with a new kind of emotion. We have a winner of today's trivia question, the Walsh's Ace question of the day. And since it is National Hot Dog Day, the question dealing with that, who said a hot dog at the ballpark is better than steak at the Ritz? It's Humphrey Bogart, actually. So, yes, Cassie Barr of Muscaday had the correct answer and wins the prize today, a certificate to Walsh's Ace. So, here's looking at you, kid.
Auction specialist Mineral Point LLC invites you to a huge estate auction for the David Anderson Estate, Saturday, July 19th at 9 a.m., located at 3027 Sand Hill Road, Boscobel, Wisconsin, just 5 miles north of Fenimore or 5 miles south of Boscobel on Highway 61, then east on County T. Watch for the signs. This massive sale includes a classic AC D17 tractor, manure spreader, corn sheller, trailers, and more, Cub Cadet Zero Turn Mower, Yardman Push Mowers and Chainsaws, shop equipment, fencing supplies, antiques, toys, household goods, and over 20 long guns and rifles, plus collectible toys, sandbox items, oak furniture, tools, signs, and more. Lunch and restrooms on site. Come prepared to spend the day. For a full listing, visit auction specialist mineralpoint.com or call today. That's this Saturday, July 19th at 9 a.m. You don't want to miss it.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
your name. It's so loud in here, I can't hear a thing. But I sure do like your style. And I can see you came to rock in your blue jeans and white tank top. Man, that look drives me wild. And it's, hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been here since the sun went down. Be here when it comes back around. Roast all week, it's time to play. Y'all take that redneck stuff outside. That's what parking lots are for. But once you're out, you ain't coming back. The velvet roof ain't got no slack. Man, they're busting down the door. And it's, hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been here since the sun went down. Be here when it comes back around. All week it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways. Sideways.
That's
gotta make them wanna, gotta make them wanna come back for more. Hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been here since the sun went down. Be here when it comes back around. Worked all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways. So loud in here, I can't hear a thing.
Don't need to laugh so hard. You don't have to wear a tie. Sometimes honest is being caught inside a lie.
John Brandy Carlisle, who believes in angels. Time for the 9 o'clock news brief, sponsored this hour by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, enhancing the relationships with those you love. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's something for everyone. Bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Waterlogged parts of the Northeast could be in for even more rain, including in New Jersey, where two people were killed in flash flooding earlier this week. Here's ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z.
We just got that super saturated historic rain for some in the Northeast, and this afternoon we've got more slow-moving thunderstorms. So Northwest New Jersey on flood alert, 2-inch-per-hour rainfall rates coming again this afternoon.
There's a tropical storm system forming in the Gulf that could develop into a tropical storm or possibly a hurricane, bringing a lot of rain to Louisiana. Still 0% containment in the Grand Canyon wildfire that destroyed historic buildings.